From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, for several hours, Attorney General John Ashcroft faced the Senate Judiciary Committee and defended the administration's moves in the war on terrorism. The senators were unexpectedly reserved. Ashcroft, for his part, made few, if any, concessions about the proposed military tribunals and the treatment of immigrant detainees. NPR's Barbara Bradley has a report.
John Ashcroft minced no words when he appeared before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He defended the use of military tribunals to try non-citizens accused of terrorism. He said charges of kangaroo courts give new meaning to the term fog of war, and that the department is targeting a very narrow group of people.
Terrorists. Our legal powers are targeted at terrorists. Our investigation is focused on terrorists. Our prevention strategy targets the terrorist threat.
Gaining momentum, Ashcroft said what's needed is reasoned debate, not fear-mongering. And then he said he had a message for those civil libertarians who, quote, scare peace-loving people with phantoms of lost liberty.
Your tactics only aid terrorists, for they erode our national unity and diminish our resolve. They give ammunition to America's enemies and pause to America's friends.
Now, many in Congress and the majority of Americans favor the use of military tribunals. Congress's major complaint was that it wasn't consulted. Here, too, Ashcroft was unrepentant. While I will consult Congress on some things, he said, quote, in some areas I cannot and will not consult with you. He added that the president didn't need to consult with Congress, since the president derives his authority to establish military tribunals from his military power as commander-in-chief. For their part, the senators were surprisingly uncombative. The questions were not nearly as pointed as those aimed at Assistant Attorney General Michael Chertoff last week. One reason became clear when Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy opened the questioning. Leahy, a Democrat, said there had been reports that the rules governing the military tribunal would be more liberal than the executive order suggests, about whether the trial would be held in public, for example, or whether an accused can appeal to a civilian judge.
Is it my understanding, correct, that the administration, one, does not intend to use military commissions to try people arrested in the United States. Two, the military commissions would follow the rules of procedural fairness used for trying U.S. military personnel. And three, the judgments of the military commissions will be subject to judicial review. Is that understanding correct?
I cannot say that I have that understanding in the way that you have it.
Later, Ashcroft softened a little. He said he assumed that whenever the proceedings could be public, they would be, and that the military lawyers drafting the rules would look closely at military courts-martial as a model. Ashcroft took the offensive on another controversial policy, the order to listen in on conversations between some inmates and their lawyers. He said the inmates would be told ahead of time, and no conversation would be used at trial. The only purpose is to stop future terrorist attacks. The Attorney General then held up a one-inch stack of paper, the operations manual by Al-Qaeda. He noted that Al-Qaeda's own instructions necessitate some eavesdropping.
This manual instructs them, and I quote, communicate with brothers outside prison and exchange information that may be helpful to them in their work.
Democrat Russell Feingold then brought up the issue of detainees. Earlier this week, two immigrants testified that they had trouble contacting a lawyer when they were brought into custody for questioning. Even here, Ashcroft gave little ground to Feingold.
I want your commitment, Mr. Attorney General, that everyone in detention will get a lawyer and will be able to consult with them. Can you give me that commitment?
No, I can't. I cannot force lawyers on individuals who refuse lawyers.
He said the department is letting every person know about pro bono lawyers in case the detainee wants to contact one. Several senators asked about a report in the New York Times, which said the Justice Department had stopped the FBI from seeing whether illegal immigrants, and particularly those who are being detained, owned guns. Such people cannot own guns. Ashcroft, a strong opponent of the Brady Law and its record-keeping requirements, said he didn't believe the law permitted that kind of tracking. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.